This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is interesting. I guess women now are tattooing freckles onto their face. Now, you don't know, I have gone through my whole life hating my freckles. I've had to deal with freckles. I always wanted the smooth, beautiful, complexion that, like, my sister had, all right? She kind of had olive skin. I'm very, very white, all right, very pale. And I had freckles all over the place, and I didn't like it. But I guess there's this new trend where women are actually having freckles put on as a, I guess, to make themselves look good. And, you know, it's, tattoos are kind of permanent. I'm really not sure why they would do that, but you know, I should be excited that people think that that's, you know, good looking, and you know, finally I look like I'm a trendsetter. But no, I'm not. Especially since my freckles, they just don't really lay in a distribution that I'd like them to. You know, I think a couple little freckles are so cute. A couple little freckles on the nose. I don't know. I got like one big one under my eye. I got them like, they kind of look like constellations on my face with Big Dipper and things like that. And so anyway, Kickstarter funded company Freck Yourself. Freck, F-R-E-C-K, Freck Yourself, all right, I guess, sells freckle pencils. There's also stencil-like adhesives that will leave your skin looking like it's speckled and sun-kissed, and then people can actually get tattoos. Semi-permanent freckle tattoos use pigment in lieu of ink. They can last up to 3 years and cost about $250. That's very interesting. Faux freckles is what they're called. And you can put them on and then, I guess, spend $250 for some freckles. I don't understand why you just don't go lay out in the sun and then end up getting the freckles yourself. And it stinks, too, because the older you get, the more you get this skin damage. Personally, I think women are, you know, running out of things to do. I think there are tons of other things. If you have $250 to spend towards plastic surgery, save it. Let me tell you, as a woman that's had a couple kids, and I'm now in my 40s, but don't tell anybody because I like to tell everybody I'm in my 20s. But let me just say that save that $250. Maybe get some sort of compounding interest account, because when you're my age, you're going to need some heavy-duty Botox. You're going to need some heavy-duty lipo. You're going to probably need a scarf, right, that you wear around your neck. A lot of women will do that. They're into scarves. You're like, why are you into scarves? Las Vegas is like 120 degrees in the summer. Why are you wearing a scarf? Well, because it hides the neck, and it hides certain things about the neck. It's really frustrating stuff. I don't understand how, you know, men, you know, can complain about all the stuff that they have to go through while we women have to deal with everything that we deal with. All right, so is it safe to get your face tattooed? If it's sterile, you know, if it's not sterile, yeah, you could get, you know, like with any tattoo, you could get hepatitis if it's not sterile, if it's not clean. A needle can puncture the skin. You could get infections from these tattoos. You could get scarring. So, yeah, I'm looking at some of these women who have been doing the procedure. I don't understand it. They look like real freckles, but they, and I'm not saying those of us with freckles are ugly. Those of us with freckles look pretty damn good, I think. But I don't know why, if you guys don't have freckles and you have smooth skin, I get it. Let's say you have a couple. And these couple of freckles really bother you. And you're like, well, everybody's looking at my freckles, and I don't have the freckles correctly put or correctly distributed. Then I get it. Go ahead then if you want, and, yeah, freckle yourself up. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. 90% of people don't want to know what their future holds. They don't want to even hear about it. Given a choice, most people don't even want to know if they're going to have happy events. Researchers say people would rather avoid the suffering that knowing the future could cause, and most people wish to avoid regretting their decision to know and want to preserve the enjoyment of suspense in their lives. Well, wait a second. If we don't even know what's in our future, then why would we... I don't know where they get this. The team also found that those who prefer not to know the future are more risk-averse and are more likely to buy life and legal insurance than people who want to know the future. They claim that those who choose to be ignorant anticipate regret and so are more pessimistic. All right, so older adults were less likely than younger adults to want to know when their or their partner would die and the cause of death. That's interesting. The lead author said in Greek mythology, Cassandra, a daughter of the king of Troy, had the power to foresee the future. But she was also cursed, and no one believed her prophecies. In our study, we found that people would rather decline the powers that made Cassandra famous in an effort to forego the suffering that knowing the future may cause, avoid regret, and also maintain the enjoyment of suspense. Yeah, I know. The movie Troy was just on. The king of Troy having a daughter, I don't know if that could have been Hector's kid. I don't know. I got to double-check the movie. It stopped after Legolas killed Achilles, so I don't know what happened there. Anyway, so two studies of the 2,000 adults in Germany and Spain found that 85 to 90% of people do not want to know about upcoming negative events. Yeah, I agree. I don't think I want to know. I think I want to live life and be happy. I mean, I want to know if my kids are in the car with the crash so I can make sure my kids never drive with me. So I think I would like to kind of manipulate, you know, how it happens. I think I want to look good. I think I want to have makeup on. I want my freckles covered. I like to cover my freckles with a lot of makeup. I probably want to wear a push-up bra, you know, because when the, sexy paramedics and the sexy firefighters have to administer CPR, I want my breasts looking, you know, a little bit more perky, so I'd probably wear a push-up bra, I would leave everything in my will to Michael Fassbender. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results? Lately, search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former
client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's
1-800-441-0405. All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to John, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Also want to welcome our live listeners listening in St. Louis's 1380 The Pulse. And we are so happy that you guys are with us as well. All right, so I interview students from medical school. I have taught people throughout the country how to get through a good job interview. And I love giving that kind of advice, and it, because it appeared to come in very, very handy during the recession. And so whenever there's these interview questions that are out there, I like to kind of teach you guys how to work your, you know, work your way through them. Well, we have some other experts that are out there, and they give some pretty good advice, too. And we have here an article from Daily Mail with the 20 toughest interview questions asked by the world's most elite firms. And they'll teach you how to answer them correctly. So I thought I'd kind of share this with you because this is interesting. The Glassdoor job site, have you guys heard of that, Glassdoor, has pulled together a list of the 20 toughest interview questions candidates faced over the last year. And they were asked these at Microsoft, Tesla, American Express. And, you know, I've told you guys many times that when you have a weird esoteric question, like if you could be any insect, what would it be? Many times these types of questions are asked because they want to see how you respond, not what you respond. So if you go, are you kidding me? That shows that you're probably not doing well in that interview and you probably aren't going to get the job if you make fun of the question. If you over kiss up and go, what a good question. Wow, that's deep. What type of insect would I be? You're probably not going to get the job either. They probably think you're a kiss up or you're weird. You know, but if you, you know, go, you know, that's a good question. I've always been fond of butterflies because they could fly. Or a ladybug because nobody ever wants to squish a ladybug. Well, now some people do. You know what? I think a butterfly. Can I change my answer? Butterfly. Something like that may actually keep you alive in the interview because it shows that you did put some thought into it. You had some logic to your answer and you didn't make fun of the question. All right? And if you're creative about it, if somebody says, I want to be a cockroach, and you're like, cockroach? Why? You know, well, because they're survivors. Cockroaches have survived for millions of years. They know how to live into somebody's ear canal. They will get into wherever they need to. And I would probably, if I had to be an insect, and I probably want to be a cockroach. That answer may be even better than my butterfly answer. You know, so they want to know that you're thinking about survival. You're thinking about competition. You're smart. Okay? So, of these questions, here we go. This is what they had. What on your CV is the closest thing to a lie? So you turn in a resume. They're looking at the resume. And they go, of everything on this resume, what is the closest thing to a lie? That's from a marketing and communications employee, the Phoenix Partnership. They say how to answer that. They go, if you just blurt out nothing, oh my gosh, nothing's a lie, you may look overly defensive. You don't want to look like you got caught in anything. The best tactic, they say, would be to acknowledge that everybody presents the best side of themselves on a CV. That is the point of the document. But if you think a line and even exaggeration is wrong, then steer the conversation towards your major achievements. That's what they recommend. Okay, what I would do, a lot of times on my CV, I have a picture. Okay? So if they say, what on this CV is a lie? Is the closest thing to a lie. I go, you see my picture? No, it wasn't Photoshopped, but I really messed with the lighting. I don't really look like that when I sit and smile. I look more like this. Okay, see, I would do something like that. All right? My address, I didn't change the address, or something like that. But that's a tough question. Regional director at TES Global included, what am I thinking right now? What are you thinking right now? Now, this, to me, I would love. Right? I'll tell you how they said to answer, but I'll tell you how I would love to answer. All right. They said, set yourself up with a nice, easy route to talk about something that you want to talk about. For example, your response might be, you're wondering how I managed to pack so much into my career while also raising 3 children. Or you're thinking, if I had a career plan and where I see myself in 10 years. Okay, so that's very good to answer that because you don't want to be too flippant. Me, I like to joke a little bit. I like to be a little bit cocky in my interview. So if they say, what am I thinking right now? I think what you're thinking is, would Dahlia want to work here? And let me answer that right now. I would want to work here. And why? Because blank, 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 blank. And then your next question is, would Dahlia offer us the salary? And I go, you'll have to tell me what the salary is for me to give you an answer to that. And so I would probably handle it that way. But I would not say you're thinking about, you know, you have a toot and you want to know if I'm going to smell the fart. Don't do that, okay? All right, that's always a bad move to go. How would your enemy describe you? That came from Advertising Sales Grand Scream Condé Nast. Well, they say you can make light of the question by reassuring the interviewer that you are not the sort of person to make enemies, but that you've enjoyed a good-natured rivalry with an individual. This could be in a sport or to show your competitive side and drive to succeed. So you see, what you're doing, you're taking a question and you're moving it, which is another reason why they ask you that. They want to see how you'd answer. Now, you also don't want to turf. All right, you don't want to change the subject. So how would my enemy describe me? My enemy would describe me as loud. All right? My enemy would probably describe me as, you know, if she's going to, you know, go down, all right, if she's going to take me down, all right, she's going to, you know, not go quietly. I don't know. That's not a good answer. You know what? Don't do that one. That's not a good answer. Because they're going to think if they fire me, it's going to be all loud and noisy. Yeah, you know what? I would have probably done the I really don't have any enemies, but if I did, they would probably describe me as the reason why they're my enemy is because they're jealous of me, because I am just so good at what I do. I'd probably do something like that. If you had a friend who was great for a job and an identical person who was just as good, but your friend earned $2,000 less, who would you give the job to? And that's kind of tough because the recruiter is looking for the ethically correct response. So you always have to say, look, what is best for the position, for the client, etc. If the person is just as good, okay, but, you know, earning less, okay, whoever is good should get the job. Whatever's better for the clients, whatever's better for the team, better for the company. That's the attitude they're looking for. If you are stranded on the moon with a group of astronauts and you need to travel 200 miles back to base, here is a list of 15 items salvaged from the wreckage of the spacecraft you were traveling in. List them in order of importance. That comes from Turnstone Sales. We've had this question. I remember in school. There would be the parachute, let's say, or there would be, you know, a spoon. And people would rate, well, wait a second, you need shelter first. So whatever gave us shelter. Then whatever gave us. And these questions are always asked, these types of questions, because they want to know that you're thinking. They also want to know you have a survival instinct. You know, people want to know that somebody, a part of the team, especially, you know, with this day and age, you know, has a brain and knows how to, you know, protect themselves and knows how to take care of others. If your best friend was here, what advice would he give? He'd probably tell me to sit up straight, you know. Or you could say he would remind me to mention my voluntary activities out of work. He would advise me to talk about why I specifically want to work for this company. Describe your biggest weakness and then describe another. I've already talked to you guys about that. All right, on how to come up with your weakness. Don't say I'm a pedophile, okay? You should be in jail. But say, you know, my weakness, like for me, it's my handwriting. All right, you know, thank God I type close to 100 words a minute. But my handwriting, it's not very, very good. So, you know, if it's something I can't type, I'm going to have to really work on my handwriting. How do you cope with repetition? All right, I would do a whistle while you work. All right, let them know that if you have a repetitive job, that's fine. There's repetition in any job. There are three different people, each with different salaries, and they want to find the average of them without telling any of the other to their salary. How do they do it? Huh. They say write the salaries on three separate pieces of paper, give them to a fourth person, make the fourth person calculate the average. That came from BAE Systems Applied Intelligence. Who is your hero and why? I would probably say Michael Fassbender. All right. What is your biggest regret managing people so far? I would say you can't be the friend. You know, you got to be management. You got to, you know, and they want to see what your past experiences were and that you are ready to take a management role. What would you ask the CEO if you met him one day? I would ask him what his vision of the company would be. That would be my answer. All right. But you know, be prepared. You know, I would ask him, what was behind that article that he wrote in Forbes? That was fascinating. And, you know, what was he thinking? That kind of thing. So there's tons of different articles or tons of different, discussions out there on interview skills. But before your interview, write me so I can give you some last minute advice. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Yeah. Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So unfortunately, studies are showing that testosterone is offering little benefit to aging men. And testosterone supplements are huge this day and age now. Now, there's only one condition, and we've talked about this for years on the show. The only one condition where testosterone supplementation is helpful is if you have truly low testosterone. some sort of hypogonadism, either from low testosterone levels because of your hypothalamus, your pituitary gland, or your testes. So if you don't produce testosterone to the degree that you need to be on supplement. Just like if you don't produce insulin, you need to be on insulin. If you don't produce enough thyroid hormone, you need to be on thyroid hormone. So if you don't produce enough testosterone, you need to be on testosterone. However, still there's this huge push and campaign for men who feel tired, men who have less sex drive, to go on testosterone because they have quote-unquote low T. And so sales between the year 2000 and 2011, I guess, skyrocketed tenfold. So researchers are trying to get a handle, according to ArsTechnica.com, on what the health benefits are. So they did a whole bunch of randomized, controlled, placebo-controlled trials, and they tracked the effect of testosterone on your cognition, your brain health, bone health, anemia, and cardiovascular health of 788 men for over a year. All the men were 65 or older and had low testosterone levels that couldn't be explained by anything other than age, I guess. So the results reported Tuesday in the Journal of American Medical Association and the Journal American Medical Association Internal Medicine offered, I guess, a variety of results. Among the 493 in the trial who had age-related memory decline, testosterone didn't do much. It didn't do much on the memory, and it didn't do much on their cognitive abilities. In the study, 247 got testosterone, and 246 got a placebo. But for cardiovascular health, there was an effect, and a bad one. Over the year, plaque buildup in the coronary artery, which is obviously the major risk factor for heart disease, increased in 73 men on the testosterone, but compared with 65 on placebo. So we've known that testosterone has an issue on the heart. This was a very, very small study and a very small finding, but it still showed that there was plaque buildup. Other studies have kind of been mixed on this. Like I said, this wasn't a real big study. They need to do bigger trials, but there's been a lot of discussion on testosterone in the heart. So they need to look at that. They look at anemia, which is a low blood count or an issue with your blood cells. And the testosterone did seem to improve iron levels in men with mild anemia. The bone health also showed that the testosterone could improve bone density, but they don't know if these benefits outweighed the possible cardiovascular risks. And there's other things that you could do for anemia and bone mass other than testosterone that may be less risky on the heart. So we're still not sold that you having low T without a true diagnosis of low T, all right, but, you know, we do get drops in our testosterone, men and women do. We do get drops, and you may feel those drops, and you may want to supplement. But for you to, you know, commit yourselves to years of testosterone supplementation, you need to, you know if it's worth it, if it's worth the time, the money, and the risk. And they didn't even bring up prostate. You know, you are prone to prostate cancer, or if you're prone to a large prostate, this could make it worse. They say in an accompanying editorial, Dr. David Handelsman of the University of Sydney and Concord Hospital, Australia, concluded that the overall findings do not materially change the unfavorable balance of safety and efficacy to initiate testosterone treatment for age-related hypogonadism. So basically what they're saying is we don't have to pull it off the market by any means, but it doesn't mean that it's the panacea for everything going on. Yes, it's nice to have the benefits of the bone density and anemia if you have it. But again, if your prostate's at risk, if your heart's at risk, that may not be the best choice. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So there's a new way to predict the sex of your baby. And researchers analyzed 80 pregnant women over, this is from Mail Online, over their three trimesters, and they found chemical reactions in the body are the most obvious gender sign. Those carrying female fetuses produced more pro-inflammatory cytokines. They say this inflammation may explain why some women experience aches, asthma, and nausea in pregnancy. Nausea. Typically, the sex of the fetus we determine by ultrasound. At about 20 weeks, we do an ultrasound, And take a look at the heart, take a look at their organs, and we could tell the sex of the child. My son, we knew at 13 weeks. We had ultrasounded him, and he was endowed, and you could see it, and he's running around the place, not even shy. When he was 13 weeks, we knew we were having a boy. So, yes, you could find out earlier, but we usually are pretty confident by 20 weeks, especially when it comes to a girl. See, with a girl, you're like, okay, I can't see it, so I don't know if I see any genitalia down there. It could hide at the younger ages of it. But by 20 weeks, usually the girls are just, you know, like, I don't care either. All right. But according to experts, there are chemical reactions in the body that provide a mother with telltale signs if she's carrying a boy or a girl. And these could lead, because of the cytokines, this onslaught of asthma, allergies could come back, etc. So if you're more inflammatory, that could mean you're carrying a girl. The data published in the Brain Behavior and Immunity Journal will no doubt, I guess, be welcomed by those who really, really want to find ways to tell. We've been doing this, oh gosh, what is it where you have a necklace with a pendant and you hold the necklace over the woman's stomach, and if it goes side to side, it's one of the sexes. If it goes around and around, it's another. I remember doing I believe it was a Chinese calendar. One said I was going to have a girl. One said I was going to have a boy. And so, obviously, I couldn't, trust that. So that didn't work for me. With the other one, they said I was having a girl and I had a boy. So, unfortunately, that didn't work. Carrie, I've been about 80% correct. I could look at a woman from the backside, and I could, if it seems to be more rounded, it's a girl. If you can't tell she's pregnant from behind, it's a boy. I've been about 80% correct at the time with that one. It's so stupid, too, because, I'll be in Walmart, and I'm like, you're carrying a boy, aren't you? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, see, I know. And they're like, how did she know? And the husband's like, it's because you're holding a little blue onesie, and you're holding a blue. And I didn't even see that in the cart. I didn't even see all the baby blue stuff that she was buying. All right, who knew? All right, so anyway, so they looked at 80 pregnant women, and they found increased immune markers of cytokines. One subject who took part in the study, Melissa Fox, suffered a renewed sensitivity to allergy triggers while pregnant with her daughter. Something that didn't happen when she was carrying her son. But you see, with everybody, pregnancies are different. So I don't know if I'm completely sold on that one. But they say women who carried female babies exhibited a heightened inflammatory response when their immune system was challenged. Now, what does that mean? It doesn't mean you're just going to start going into asthma attacks. But if you are challenged like you would with a allergen or pollen, it may be more exaggerated, more dramatic. And I know women probably hate this study with that, but oh well. All right. They say women who have extreme morning sickness may be less likely to give birth to sons. Hyperemesis gravidarum affects about 1 in 100 expectant mothers. Remember Kate, Princess Kate in Great Britain? She had hyperemesis gravidarum, but she did give birth to a son. The condition can affect the baby's development, and there's a risk it will be premature and have very low birth weight. The Swedish study pointed to a hypothesis that a daughter is safer for a mother to pass on her genes, so weaker males are less likely to succeed. Huh, I don't know. All right, 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE, don't go away.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And for those of you who want to learn medical Spanish We have an easy course that's under 2 hours that teaches you all the basics of what you need to know to, you know, get through a history, physical, help out a patient, help out a neighbor, help deal with their issues with their medicines, etc. And it's a very easy, inexpensive course to do. Plus, if you use code DDW, you get an extra discount. So go to learnhealthspanish.com. That's learnhealthspanish.com. Very cool, very fun. All right, so as you guys know, I got dogs and cats. I think we also have fish, and I think we have a scorpion running around the house. And studies have suggested that cat ownership could be linked to certain mental disorders, like schizophrenia. But researchers at the University College London say they found no link between cat ownership and the development of psychotic symptoms. You see? Thank you. Published in the medical journal Psychological Medicine, the new study is the first to prospectively look at childhood cat ownership and the infection of the parasite Toxoplasma gondii as a risk factor for psychosis. Now, house cats are usually the primary host of this Toxoplasmosis gondii, which affects warm-blooded animals, including humans, and it could cause toxoplasmosis, which we've talked about. Many times we get exposed to this and we don't feel anything, right? They think about 60 million people have been infected with this parasite, but they don't know. Yet if you're pregnant and you have a compromised immune system, that could be a major issue. It could damage the brain, eyes, other organs. Infants can also be, unfortunately, at risk for severe health consequences with this. So we usually tell pregnant women, do not clean the poo-poo powder. Leave the poo-poo box alone. And let you know, somebody else who's not pregnant clean up the poo-poo. I tried to tell the cats to go poo-poo in the potty. Hey, why don't you go, you know, take a dump? And, you know, because my cat takes a dump on our piano. Why don't you go potty on the, you know, in the toilet? And they don't do that. All right. And toxoplasmosis can also be contracted through eating undercooked meat, contaminated water. So not only is it the feces, and, you know, I know we don't touch the feces, but, you know, the poo-poo powder, when you clean it up, that kitty litter, it makes a smoke. And so you could breathe that in, you know, a big cloud of the poo-poo powder. So, all right. So, if cats are the primary host of Toxoplasma gondii, it has been suggested that they might put people at risk of mental illness, including schizophrenia, by exposing them to Toxoplasmosis gondii infection. However, some of the studies that have looked at this association had methodologically limitations. Oh gosh, this is a big word for me. Oh boy, this is a tough one. Methodologically limitations. These limitations included studies in which researchers asked people with and without mental health problems to remember details about their childhood. And a new study looked at nearly 5,000 people in the UK who were born between 91 and 92, followed them until the age of 18. The researchers used birth information to determine whether households had cats, whether the mothers were pregnant, and when the children were growing up. At ages 13 and 18 years, the children were brought into clinics to be evaluated for psychotic-like symptoms. And they found that, you know, cat ownership in pregnancy and childhood did not play a role in developing the psychotic symptoms. So there we go. Yeah, I had cats. So I'm pretty happy about that. Still, we need to not be exposed to Toxoplasmosis gondii if we don't want to. And teach cats to potty in the toilet. They can do it. They really can. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I thought we celebrated the 20-year birthday of Dolly last month. This was back in 1997, but they say it's been 20 years since scientists in Scotland told the world about Dolly the sheep. And it was the first mammal successfully cloned from an adult body cell. What was special about Dolly is that her parents were actually a single cell originating from mammary tissue of an adult ewe. E-W-E. That's pronounced U. I know. Talk about homonyms. That's like the homonym from hell. Dolly was the exact genetic copy of that sheep, hence a clone. Dolly captured people's imaginations, but those of us in the field, they said, had seen her coming through previous research. According to this author, he had been working on mammalian embryos for over 40 years with some work in a lab focusing on various methods of cloning cattle and other livestock species. See, the reason why they wanted to do that is because they've been looking at food. They've been looking at if you could clone a livestock, then you could have an endless food supply. So this is why this is so difficult and so debatable and so controversial. Because, you know, we don't want scientists to have the ability to clone a bunch of Michael Fassbenders. Even though I may find that absolutely phenomenal if all of them could be at my house at the same time. It's freaky. It freaks people out. And Dolly ended up a perfectly normal sheep. She became the mother of numerous normal lambs. She lived to 6.5 years old, but then was eventually put down after a contagious disease spread through her flock, infecting both the normal sheep and cloned sheep. Her life wasn't unusual, but it was just her origin that made her unique. No, Dolly ran around and did what other, you know, sheep do. She kind of had an attitude, and she thought she was, you know, the bomb. She just, you know. So, I guess, before Dolly, they said it was thought that normal animals could be produced only by fertilization of an egg and a sperm. Because that's kind of how God made it, how nature made it, and how just it worked. But these germ cells aren't the only ones in the body that have their genetic material all jumbled up. And in half the quantity of every other kind of cell. So that way, when these haploid cells came together at fertilization, they produced one cell with the full complement of DNA. Joined together, the cell was called a diploid, for twice or double, because two halves make a whole. And so a one-cell embryo, right, duplicated genetic material. Both cells of the now two-cell embryo are genetically identical. They in turn duplicate their genetic material, going into four, etc., and then it goes on to trillions. So that's how it works. But Dolly was produced by what's called somatic cell nuclear transfer. In this process, researchers remove the genetic material from an egg, replace it with the nucleus of some other body cell. The resulting egg becomes a factory to produce an embryo that develops into offspring. No sperm is in the picture. Instead of half the genetic material coming from a sperm and half from an egg, it all came from a single cell. So it's a diploid, I guess, from the start. So even though I understand some of the genetics could be a little confusing with this, they didn't need sperm to make Dolly. And Dolly was a success from 277 tries at somatic nuclear transfer. Sometimes the process of cloning by somatic cell nuclear transfer can produce abnormal embryos, and many of them then unfortunately die. But in this particular case, it was successful. So happy birthday. I guess even though Dolly's dead, now where do we go with the cloning? I don't know. I guess, you know, researchers want to now combine cloning techniques with other methods to efficiently change animals genetically much quicker than traditional animal breeding methods. So, like, for example, they're introducing the no horns gene into dairy cattle. This eliminates the need for the painful process of dehorning. An even more striking application, they said, was to produce a strain of pigs incapable of being infected by that PRRS virus that has caused many pigs to have to be culled. Researchers have also, I guess you could cull a pig, you cull a bird, but I guess you could cull a pig? Just kill the pig? All right, so they killed pigs. Researchers have also made cattle that cannot develop mad cow disease. So, you know, again, they're worried about our population, they're worried about feeding, and so that's where the spurn of this research is coming. But I just don't know. There's going to be some bad guy that's going to, you know, and there's going to be some big movie about it. It's going to be some scary stuff. I don't know if I like this. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name and tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.